I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. A new crop report is due this week. According to the USDA News Service, experts have been busy in states assessing more than 7,500 corn and soybean fields. Lance Honig with the USDA Statistics Service says that's twice the number of fields monitored for the last report. He says crops are further along now, and that makes it easier to get an accurate forecast. Crop counters in some cases have been able to send mature plants to labs for analysis.
But even as the ear is developing, there are measurements that we can take out in the field, ear length, circumference of the ear, that even then will give us some idea of exactly not only how many ears we have this year, but again, an idea of how big or how heavy those ears are going to be. And the same applies for soybeans as well, except we're looking at pods instead of ears.
Honig says this year corn and soybean crop development is a little ahead of average. That should make it a little easier to come out with a more accurate forecast. In Colorado, according to the Statistics Service, harvest and maturity of several crops proceeded well ahead of the average. Minimal moisture was received, causing further concern in drier areas regarding fall planting and pasture conditions. Some livestock producers in drought-stressed areas of these counties have been using other grazing options, such as CRP. Demand for surplus feed supply was noted to be very strong.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.